time to buy war bonds. WJZ, New York.
Bristol Myers, the makers of Sal Hepatica for your smile of health and Mum for your winning charm, present The Alan Young Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Delmar speaking on behalf of those two old friends, Sal Hepatica and Mum, and welcoming you to the Alan Young Show, featuring our singing star, Diane Courtney, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and starring Alan Young. Well, it's Tuesday night again, and time for another visit to Alan Young's house. Alan is one of my favorite people. Most of the fellas I meet down at the drugstore are always boasting about their girlfriends. But not Alan. He doesn't claim to be a lady killer. In fact, he's the kind of a fellow who just isn't interested in women. Let's peek in. His door is ajar.
Oh, no, no. Come on, girls. Please, break it up. Break it up, girls. I can't stand it. No more kissing. No more kissing. No more now. Please, go now. Stop bothering me. Oh, I wish they would. Everywhere I go, women, women. Women throw themselves at my feet. Girls throw themselves at my feet. What have my feet got? My face hasn't got
Alan?
Oh, Kenny. Yeah.
Alan, what's come over you? You were never interested in women before.
A change has come over me, Kenny. Believe it or not, but I'm irresistible. And this afternoon in the subway, a beautiful girl kept smiling at me. She kept smiling at me, and finally I lost my self-control.
Yeah, what did you do?
I drew a mustache on her. Women are all around me. They keep chasing me. Every time I pick up the phone, it's another woman.
What does she say?
Number, please. And I really don't encourage them. I once took a girl in the tunnel of love. I didn't even kiss her. Didn't even try to hold her hand.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Ask her mother. She was with us.
Well, Alan, do you honestly think that women are crazy about you?
Well, it's not my opinion, Kenny. Others think so, too. Just listen to this card I got today. Here, I'll read it. You are both handsome and sophisticated. Women are meant to be your slaves. You dance divinely. You kiss them passionately. You weigh 112 pounds.
Well, Alan, do you really believe what a scale says?
Well, it did exaggerate a little. I only weigh 111 pounds. Outside of that, Kenny, it's 100% right.
Uh-huh. Alan, I happen to know that you're so bashful that you won't even buy the ladies' home journal without a chaperone.
Kenny, I've seen the light, that's all. I used to be so naive. That night I played spin the bottle. I thought I was lucky. I won 28 bottles. Now I realize now I was missing something. I could have got 2 cents back in every bottle.
So the little mouse has become a howling wolf.
No, Kenny, please. A man with my power over women must be careful, you know. Why, if I'm not careful, the government may decide to shut me off at midnight.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I guess I could issue ration cards, but I don't know. See, they're banging down the doors already. Who's out there? Betty Grable?
No.
Lauren Bacall?
No.
Dorothy Lamour?
No.
Well, who is it?
Wallace Fearing, nosy.
Well, it's little David Dittenpfeffer. Come in, David.
Hiya, Mr. Young. I just dropped over to ask you if you'd help me with my homework.
Certainly. Or certainly. What's on our little mind today?
Well, I had a lot of trouble with my chemistry teacher, so I mixed up some nitroglycerin and stuck it in her desk.
Oh, did they expel you from school?
What school?
You blew up the place, eh? Oh, bless your little. What is your homework problem, David?
I got to learn something about the great lovers of history.
The great lovers of history? Ancient or modern?
Ancient.
Oh, that lets me out. See, the great lovers of history, there was Romeo and Juliet, Napoleon and Josephine, Anthony and Eden. You see, in days of old, a man was known as a knight, and a woman was known as a damsel. if you'll pardon the expression. Yes, David Boy, in that period, men were men and women were women.
I hope they don't change that arrangement.
No, but you see, things weren't always rosy for the knights. Oh, no, you bet you. Why, if the lord of the castle didn't want the knight calling on his daughter, he'd put the knight on the rack and stretch him.
What did the daughter do?
Well, she'd stand by yelling, "Lord, you made the knight too long." David, I'm the modern version of those men of old. Don't I look like a big knight?
You look like the morning after.
Out of the mouths of babes comes drool. Well, David, I hope my ideas on love will help you with your schoolwork.
If I write a good composition on love, my teacher will reward me.
Oh, you mean she'll let you out of school early?
No, she'll keep me after school. Well, so long, Mr. Young.
So long, David.
Well, Alan, I've been listening to you and David. How can you give advice on love? How many girls have you ever kissed?
Counting my mother?
Yes.
One. Well, Kenny, I'll be seeing you later.
Hey, where are you going?
Oh, just walk around town, listen to the hearts flutter. So long, Kenny.
So long.
Yes, I'll walk past the beauty parlor, give the girls a chance to whistle at me. Wonder how a girl would whistle at me. Would it be... Go away, dog. Go away. Go away. Or would it be...
Taxi, mister?
No, I was just whistling to entertain myself.
Goody, come inside and we'll play some potsy.
Well, as long as you're here, I'll take the cab. Say, cabby, do you know anything about love?
Do I know about love? See this little mirror in front of me?
Yeah.
I don't use it for shaving. Hey, Bud, do you mind sharing the ride with somebody?
Well, I don't know.
All right. It's okay with me if you want to pass up that beautiful blonde waiting on the corner.
Stop this cab! Much cozier up here in front, isn't it? Step right in, miss.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice day, isn't it, Miss, Yeah, sure is a nice day. My name is Alan Young, Sure is a nice day. Done your spring plowing yet, Miss, Yeah, that's a nice day. Fighting against my fatal charm. Just fighting.
Looks like she's winning, too. That must be aggravating, huh, fella?
What do you mean?
The meat is clicking and you're not.
Well?
I'll get out here, driver. Here's your mate.
Well, goodbye, mister. She what a beautiful girl. Ah, but she talks too much. Wait. She dropped something on the seat. It's a note. Oh, miss, you've been... Oh, she's gone. Wonder who the note is for. To the most charming man in the world. Oh, it's for me. Let's see. My dearest, meet me at the railroad station tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll be on our way to paradise. Paradise? Must be some little town in New Jersey. 7 o'clock tonight. I shall be there. Oh, she couldn't resist me.
Taxi! Taxi!
Wait a minute, driver. That's a friend of mine over there. Kenny, come on, get in.
Oh, this is luck, Alan. We're in a hurry to get to my drugstore.
Huh?
Well. Oh, this is Miss Hotchkiss, my new assistant at the store. Miss Hotchkiss, may I present Mr. Young?
Mr. Alan Young? Oh, I think you're wonderful, Mr. Young.
There goes my charm again.
Oh. Charm, did you say?
Well, I didn't mean to be fresh.
Oh, but charm and freshness are important. That's why so many popular people, people who go places and do things, stop at the drug counter to buy Mum.
Yes, yeah, she's right. Mum's really popular at my store with both men and women.
Mum's the velvet smooth, snowy white underarm deodorant cream that safeguards charm and freshness for hours and hours. Yet it takes only 30 little seconds to apply.
Now, of course, you know a bath takes care of the past. But for complete confidence in the future, the hours after your bath, use Mum on sale at all drug and cosmetic counters.
Buy a jar tomorrow, won't you? For remember, when you want to be sure you're nice to be near, use Mum.
M-U-M, Mum. And now here is Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra to play Accentuate the Positive.
Here it is. My dearest, meet me at the railroad station tonight at 7, and we'll be on our way to paradise. Only 30 more minutes and she'll be here. What a mob at this station.
Attention, please. Will the gentleman who just missed the 6:10 train to Miami report to the mezzanine? There's a sun lamp waiting.
There's the ticket window over there. I better get everything ready. Oh, pardon me.
Yes?
I'm Alan Young, and I want 2 tickets to paradise.
Oh, you mad, impetuous boy. Well, now, what type of reservation would you like? Our coach ticket is $100, our Pullman ticket is $125, and our compartments are $150.
What can I get for 40 cents?
For 40 cents, I'll give you a round trip on a roller towel. Now, don't confuse me, because I don't want to make another mistake. Mm-hmm. Last week, I got the Niagara Falls tickets mixed up with the Reno tickets.
What happened?
400 people got divorced before they got married.
Don't you have a train that goes to paradise?
Well, we have a Baltimore and Ohio train that goes to Savannah and Topeka. We have the Minneapolis and St. Paul that goes to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Well, how about the New York, New Haven, and Hartford?
That has been our greatest disappointment.
Why?
That goes to New York, New Haven, and Hartford. Now, we also have a risk. Hello? What's that? That's horrible. Goodbye. What do you know? They just found a peeping Tom in the Pullman.
Jeepers creepers. You got peepers in your sleepers. But can't you get me a reservation on the train to paradise?
Son, you see that man in the corner crying his heart out? The 417 left without him.
Why is he so upset?
He's the engineer.
Yeah, well, it's very important that I get reservations. You see, the weighing machine says that I'm irresistible.
Oh, all right, that's simple. I'll give you an upper and a lower for the weighing machine. I hope you'll be very happy together.
Thanks very much. I'll see you later, strange character.
Attention, please. The train to Atlanta has just arrived in Hoboken. The train to Chicago has just arrived in Hoboken. The train to St. Louis has just arrived in Hoboken. Come on, boys, break it up!
Gosh, time is dragging. 15 more minutes and she'll be here to take me to paradise. I just have enough time to get spruced up at the barber shop. Excuse me, sir, which way is the barber shop?
Why, you take the... I say you take the... Oh, hello, son. Nice boy.
Oh, Counselor Cartonlatch, what are you doing here?
I just put my wife on a train. Tried to put her under the train.
You mean you had a fight?
Yeah, I kept insisting. I kept insisting women's place was in the home. Trouble is, she didn't like some of the women I brought home.
You know, I've heard you speak of your wife, but I've never had the pleasure of meeting her.
Well, I've met her, son, and believe me, it's no pleasure. That's a joke, son.
Let's see it gets a decent burial. What does your wife look like?
Well, did you ever walk past my place and see a rambling old bungalow?
Yeah.
That's my wife.
Yeah, well, I've
got... You see, don't stand there talking while I'm interrupting, son.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you see, I met her through the Lonely Hearts Club.
Oh, when you married your wife, you were lonely.
When I married my wife, I was desperate. That's no joke, son. Yeah, you got to pay attention there, son.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that club had 400 pictures of women to show me.
Well, didn't they have a picture of your wife?
Of her, they had a negative. Been spending the last 6 years trying to eliminate the negative.
Too bad you two had to part on such unfriendly terms.
Well, I did give her a going-away present. Gave her a razor for a corset.
You gave her a razor for a corset?
Yeah, that's in case she wants to cut her stay short. Well, goodbye, son. You'll find the barber shop right down the hall. Nice barber. He talks too much.
Yeah. Come on, Counselor Gardenbrand. It's 7:10. Speed onward and onward, oh time in thy flight. Ben Rust Watch Company.
Attention, please. Mrs. Roosevelt now arriving on track 14. Mrs. Roosevelt now leaving on track 15.
Yes, this is the barber shop Mr. Carton Branch was talking about. Gee, look at the sign. We dry your hair with electric fan dryers. Come in, let us blow your top.
Can I do something for you?
Yeah, well, how much do you charge for a haircut?
I only charge popular prices. $4 a haircut.
$4? Is that a popular price?
I like it.
Well, I'd like a shave.
Well, I'm sorry, but I cannot give you a shave.
Why not?
Under 10 hairs, we pluck.
Look, mister, I'm in a hurry, and I want a shave.
All right, lie back. Now we'll just get a hot towel. There. Now I'll put it on your face.
Hey, what's your idea, Diane? What's the idea, bro? You didn't have to put it in my mouth, you know. What's the idea of dropping a hot towel on my face?
You want me to burn my hands?
Oh, no. Never mind the hot towel. Just give me a shave.
All right. Miss Jones, prepare for surgery.
Yes, Father.
All right. Brush.
Brush.
Lather.
Lather.
Razor.
Razor.
Plasma!
Barbara! Did you cut me badly?
Oh, no, you haven't got a nick on your face. It's the cleanest shave I ever gave.
Thanks. How much do I owe you?
That'll be 35 cents and 2 red points.
Here you are. Good day. Now it's 7:01. Soon we'll go to paradise.
Well, hello, Alan. Gee, what happened to your face? Or did you get a retread?
Just got a shave. Golly, Kenny, I'm going to meet the most ravishing girl in the world, a real female-type woman.
Oh, you mean the dame who left you that note in the cab?
Yeah. Where are you going now, Kenny?
Oh, I've got to deliver this bottle of Sal Hepatica to a customer.
Good old Kenny. Always ready to help, aren't you?
Well, Nat, old boy. Yeah. But this customer is probably feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative and wants to take Sal Hepatica right away. That's the nice thing about Sal Hepatica. You can take it the minute you need it. Why, in the morning, for instance, you can take Sal Hepatica the minute you get out of bed and get gentle relief fast, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. Then, too, besides gentle, speedy relief, sparkling Sal Hepatica gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. And now, here is our glamorous singing star, Diane Courtney, to sing I Dream of You.
I dream of you more than you dream I do. can I prove to you that love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. You just can't seem to see the way I feel when I am close to you. The world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know. More than you dream I do, I dream of you. When I am close to you, the world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know. More than you dream I do, I dream.
Well, it's 7 o'clock exactly. She'll be here any second now. We'll be off to paradise. I'm so nervous, I can't stand still. I keep walking back and forth, forth and back and forth, forth.
Attention, please. Train from Chicago coming in on tracks 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Tracks 6, 7, 8, and 9?
Yes, they're bringing her in sideways.
I wonder what's keeping that girl. She's 9 seconds late already. Oh, here she comes now. Here she is. Feed me with apples and stay me with flagons, for I am sick with love. Nick Kenny. I'll just stand here behind this Coca-Cola machine and drink in her beauty. Say, who's that guy walking up to her? They're kissing each other. She's just trying to make me jealous, that's all. Now she's looking at me. Must be admiring me.
Forrest, there's that blonde cocker spaniel I met in the cab today. He's standing behind the Coca-Cola machine.
That's probably what they mean by bum and Coca-Cola.
Mother must have found out about our elopement. He's been following me all day. I wonder what he is.
If he had a candle in his head, I'd say it was Halloween.
Horace, I think he's a detective.
Oh, I could go over and give him such a pinch.
Does look like a bloodhound, doesn't he?
Definitely not. His ears droop too low.
Horace, I'm sure he's a detective, and he's wearing a disguise.
What makes you think so?
That couldn't be his real face.
You're right. I'll tell you what to do. Play up to him and lead him onto the train. I'll take care of him there. Goodbye, darling.
Oh, she's left him. She's coming up to me.
Are you trying to attract my attention?
Oh, no. I always walk around on my hands this way.
So nice of you to share your ride with me this morning.
Oh, it's so nice of you to pay my fare. This is so romantic. Two hearts beating as one. Do you know what that means?
Yes, one of us is dead. You're so dynamic. You're so magnetic. You have a strange electric power over women.
Oh, I bet you'd say that even if it weren't true.
Does this electric power of yours always work on women?
No, I'm AC, and sometimes the girl is DC.
What do you do in a case like that?
We just sit around and do a little sparking.
I'm AC, and you're AC, so there's no use in fighting against it any longer. Kiss me.
All right, here goes. Short circuit.
You're so cute. Tell me, how did you know that I was going to be here tonight?
Don't you remember the taxi, paradise, 7 o'clock? Your note.
My note? Yeah. Paradise? Hmm. Oh, so that's where I lost it. That note wasn't meant for you. It was meant for Horace.
For Horace? Horace?
Yes, my husband.
Your husband? Cigarette?
Attention, attention, honeymooners. The Paradise Special for Niagara Falls leaves in 2 minutes. The second section leaves in 5 minutes.
I wonder what the second section is for.
The second section is for your mother-in-law.
My train and horse are waiting for me.
Well, run for it. I'll carry your bag.
Thank goodness I made it.
Yeah.
Now, you'd better hurry off.
I think I'll go along, too.
But this is a honeymoon train. You can't go on a honeymoon train without a bride.
Must I be hampered by tradition?
Oh, the train is going to stop. You'd better get off.
Well, I suppose this is the end. Goodbye. Farewell. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
So there you are, you flat-headed flatfoot.
Oh, Horace, the whole thing was a horrible mistake.
He certainly is. And now I'm going to put him where he won't be able to meddle in anybody's business.
No, wait a second.
Right in here where you belong.
You put me down.
In here.
Yeah. Hey, let me out of this room, you hear me? Let me out of this room. Oh, well. The conductor will unlock the door as soon as we leave the station.
Well, Alan, how did you enjoy your trip on the Paradise Special?
Kenny, I want to give you a bit of advice. Never go on a honeymoon by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I hope you learned your lesson. You're not the Romeo that you thought you were.
Kenny, why should that weight card have lied? It only said that I was handsome and sophisticated and that women were meant to be my slaves. Hey, just to prove it, I'll weigh myself again. You got change of a penny?
What?
Well, what's this, Kenny? There. Here we are. Let's see what it says. You weigh 111 pounds. P.S. Throw away that first card. You sure loused that up. Oh.
And now, before we sign off, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to announce that the annual award of the Radio Editors of America, conducted by the theatrical newspaper Billboard, for the outstanding new radio star of the year, has just been made to Alan Young.
Thank you, Kenny, and thanks to Billboard and the Radio Editors of America. Our friends, on behalf of Diane, Ken, Peter, myself, in fact, all of us, we want to thank you for being with us tonight. And don't forget the two products that make our Tuesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Mum for your winning charm. Sal Hepatica, Mum. Good night. Thank you.
Take a look at your hands. Are they soft and smooth the way they used to be before the war made it necessary to take on a lot of extra tasks? Well, listen, if they're not, help them to the loveliness that is there by using Truché, the beforehand lotion. Truché, the new idea in hand lotion. Use it before you tackle your household tasks. Before you do dishes or tub under, Truchet guards soft hands. Help keep them smooth and lovely. Why, Truchet will guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. Truchet's a grand all-over beauty lotion, too. Try it for rough elbows, chapped legs. It's wonderful as a powder base. Creamy, fragrant Truchet is truly more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
Of the American Broadcasting Company.